The base of Kalim, the utensil with the base, or the lip of Kalim, or the ears of Kalim, we're talking about a handle that's similar to an ear, such as the handle of a mug, and the regular handle of Kalim, that the kli is a makabel, it's a receptacle. All these things that are attached to a kli that has a receptacle. Shanaflu alei mashkan menagvan behein tahor. If mashkan fan that is not an abatuma come into contact with the base, the lip, or the handle of a kli, you can dry off the mashkan tmam, and the kli remains tar. As mashkan tmam, which is not an abatuma, is not mitame a kli minat Torah, only mitar abana. And just like the rabbanon were making when they said that a kli that has a toch and the mashkan fan comes into contact with the reverse side of the kli, the toch remains tar. So too, the rabbanon were made by a kli that has a base or a handle or a lip, that if the mashkan fan comes into contact with the base, handle, or lip, the mashkan fan will not be mitami the kli at all. You can dry off the mashkan fan, and the kli will remain tar. Ushar kwa kelim, she'im lam acharayim v'toch, she'naflu mashkan amitzoso, kulo tamim. Other types of kelim that do not have an acharayim v'toch, flat kelim, that there is no difference between the reverse side and the inside, both sides are the same. In such a case, the rabbanon were not makel in regard to mashkan tmeim. If any part of the kli comes into contact with mashkan tmeim, the entire kli will be tamim. The rabbanon were only makel in regards to a kli that has a toch, that has an inside. In such a case, the rabbanon differentiated between the toch and the achora, but a flat kli that has no toch, but achora, the mashkan tmeim, will be mitame the entire kli, no matter which part of the kli came into contact with the mashkan tmeim. Kli shenitma achora b'mashkin, achorov tmeim. Tocho v'ogno v'ozno v'yodov tohur. A kli that has a toch, that the reverse side came into contact with mashkan tmeim. The reverse side becomes tummy for the mashkan tmeim, but the inside, the lip, the ear, and the handle of the kelim remain tar. And just like we said, that when the achorov come into contact with mashkan tmeim, the toch remains tar, so too, the ogno, ozno, and yadav of the kli remain tar. Nitma tocho, kulo tummy. But if the mashkan tmeim came into contact with the inside of the kli, in such a case, the entire kli is tameh, including the ogno, ozno, yadav, and the achorav of the kli. All kelim that have a reverse side and the inside, the rabbanon differentiated between the reverse side and the inside in regards to mashkan tmeim that came into contact with the kli. And so too, the rabbanon differentiated between the base tefiah and the reverse side of the kli. The base tefiah is a depression on the reverse side of the kli near the rim in which you put your finger in order to lift the kli if you want to hand it to somebody else. And this base tefiah is considered separate from the rest of the reverse side of the kli. Then in such a case, the mashkan tmeim come into contact with the base tefiah, the base tefiah will become tummy. That part of the reverse side will be tummy, but the rest of the reverse side will remain tar, and so too vice versa is true. If mashkan tmeim come into contact with the reverse side of the kli, only the reverse side of the kli will be tummy, while the base tefiah, this depression near the rim in which you put your finger, that part will remain tar, as since mashkan tmeim is only mitame a kli mit rabbanon, the rabbanon were mako and said that the base tefiah has a different din than the rest of the reverse side of the kli. Rabbi Tarfon Oimer, la reva gedola shoyt. Rabbi Tarfon disagrees. He said that with the chachamim differentiated between the base tefiah and the rest of the reverse side of the kli, that was only by a kli called an areva, a large kli made out of wood. Since this kli is very large, the rabbanon differentiated between the base tefiah and the rest of the achorav of the kli. That if the achorav comes into contact with mashkan tmeim, the base tefiah remains tar, and vice versa. But other kelim that are smaller, the chachamim did not differentiate between the base tefiah and the rest of the achorav, that whichever one of them came into contact with mashkan tmeim, the entire reverse side, including the base tefiah, will be tummy. Rabbi Akiva Oimer L'Koisus. Rabbi Akiva says, so too, by cup, the Chacham were makel and differentiated between the Beit Sophia and the rest of the reverse side of the Kli. And not only by Nareva Gdola did the Chachamim Mechalak between the Beit Sophia and the Achor of the Kli, so too, by cups, the Chachamim were Mekel and differentiated between the two, as cups normally are handed from one to the other by picking it up with the Beit Sophia, not with the reverse side of the Kli. And when you drink from it, you don't touch the Beit Sophia, you touch only the reverse side of the Kli without the Beit Sophia. So therefore, since each one of them is used separately at different times, we don't use both at the same time, so therefore the Chachamim were Mekel, and they said that the Beit Sophia has a separate din than the rest of the reverse side of the Kli. But other Kalim, in which the Beit Sophia and the Achorav do not have independent usages, the Chachamim did not differentiate between the two, and whichever one of them came into contact with Mashkin Tmei, the entire reverse side will be Tamei. Rabbi Meir, I merely a dime at Tmei's rise to her. Rabbi Meir said, that which the Chachamim were Mechalek by certain Kalim between the Beit Sophia and the rest of the reverse side of the Kli, that's only with regard to your dime of either Tamei or Tar. For example, if you have hands that are Tamei that have Mashkim on them, so the Mashkim is Tamei, and you come into contact with the reverse side of the Kli, then it will differentiate whether you came into contact with the Beit Sophia or the Achorav. Or if your hands are Tar and they're damp, and the Beit Sophia is Tamei without the Achorav being Tamei, if your hands touch the Beit Sophia, your hands will become Tamei, but if they touch the rest of the reverse side of the Kli, your hands will remain Tar. But with regard to Ochlim, food that is damp, or to Mashkim, that come into contact with the reverse side of the Kli, in such a case, if the Mashkim or the Ochlim are Tamei, they'll be Matame the entire reverse side of the Kli, whether they come into contact with the Beit Sophia or whether they come into contact with the rest of the reverse side of the Kli. As only by Yadayim was Chacham Mechalek between the Beit Sophia and the rest of the reverse side of the Kli. Am Rabbi Yosi lo amru el Yadayim at Toharis Bovat. Rabbi Yosi said to Rabbi Meir that the Chachamim were Mechalek between the Beit Sophia and the rest of the reverse side of the Kli only with regard to Yadayim Toharis, if your hands are tar and they're damp, and only the Beit Sophia is Tamei. If your hands came into contact with the Beit Sophia, your hands will be Tamei, but if they come into contact with the rest of the reverse side of the Kli, they will remain Tar. But with regard to your dying Tamei, that you have Mashkim on your hands that are Tamei, if your hands come into contact with the reverse side of the Kli, the entire reverse side will be Tamei, including the Beit Sophia. Or if your hands come into contact with the Beit Sophia, the entire reverse side will be Tamei, as the Chachamim were not Mechal between the Beit Sophia and the rest of the reverse side with regards to Yadayim Tmeim, only with regards to Yadayim Tahirus.